What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loot Bros Podcast, episode 301. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and tonight we have the full panel. All right, starting at my right, we have Matakon. What's up, brother?
Yo, how we doing tonight?
You're awful quiet tonight, looking like you're kind of tired.
Yeah, I was telling the group that I had a bunch of meetings at work today and required me to kind of take the lead, and my voice just isn't set up for long hours of talking like some other people's on this podcast.
Well, you know what? We're going to work you into that. We're going to help you flex those muscles. I, too, had long meetings today, and I survived a round of layoffs. So we'll see if I make it through quarter four. It doesn't look too round promising one. For you, boy. Yeah. I noticed a few people deactivated on my Zoom list this week, and I reached out to my branch manager. I'm like, hey, such and such no longer with us. Silence. And then we have our quarterly meeting, and they're like, hey, by the way, I hope you probably noticed 350 of your fellow colleagues are now gone. I was like, oof. So I didn't do much talking in that meeting, though. I just sat there and listened and waited. So Thomas, you're next. How you doing, brother?
I am doing great. Big shout out to JP, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle master himself. He talked about Thanksgiving, like Thanksgiving, and I mentioned to him, like, what are they not thinking of anything funny in horror anymore, or just trying like Thanksgiving? You might as well have one called like the masturbator, where it's like a kid who's caught masturbating in class, and then like he goes away for 10 years and he comes back and he's really good looking, and then people start dying and stuff, and then like, you know, at the very end, spoiler alert, because this is my story I made up, like it's a girl who liked him in the class because he wasn't masturbating or anything, but somebody said he was, and then he was, you know, like hated, and like all the people said it, and he comes back after 10 years and he's adult, you know, and all the people are dying, and the girl who liked him in the class is the people who killed
him. Take
them
a all, breath, man.
But he doesn't like her, but she ends up killing him. And the moral of the story is, don't call people masturbators who are not masturbating. And that is the next great psycho thriller to come. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. By a show of hands, how many people were caught masturbating or caught someone masturbating in school, in class? The fact that there's even one that was able to raise their hand. I don't want to know. I'm just curious.
You asked two parts of that question. I am not confirming.
And now he's going to have to come and kill us, or have some girl come and kill us. Thanks a lot, Daryl.
You know, it was me. I'm so glad we're on brand for tonight.
All right. Next up, we have our punk rock daddy. What's up, Will?
Good evening. How is everybody doing tonight?
I am good. This is the best I've felt since we last recorded. I don't know if you guys noticed, but last week we actually did launch a video version of the podcast. From this point on, we're going to do our best to make sure we launch continuous video versions of the Loot Bros podcast on our YouTube channel. And there are several times where I mute the mic and I'm doing a little clearing of the throat. I woke up the next morning, Friday morning, with COVID and felt like total butt cheeks and
of the ass. Like, did you have COVID of the ass?
I had it was a variant of a variant of a variant. It's similar to monkeypox, but without the butt stuff. Without the butt stuff.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I got the vid, and it was a gnarly one. It's the worst one I've had since the first one. So, but it went on. It got my whole family. It got all five of us. All five of us. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, so how many pounds did you drop during that time?
I've actually put 5 back on. We ate very, very generously because it's like, hey, I'm not going to be on plan while I'm fighting the vid.
So fish sticks, tater tots, and strawberry quicks.
Lots and lots of fruit parfaits. Love me some fruit parfaits.
Strawberry?
Strawberry, blueberry, the Nature Valley, I believe, is the brand. The cinnamon granola,
so good. Ooh, I like the cinnamon.
And we do vanilla Greek yogurt because we eat no scrubs.
Might I suggest next time you go to the flea markets, wear a mask.
I do on my bum. It's the only place the mask is effective is on your butt. So, Kalai, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. Glad to have you guys. So here we go, guys. This is Loot Bros Podcast. This is your general gaming and nonsense podcast. We are here live and in video, live and in stereo, live and in color, ready to rock out with our socks out. Easy, Thomas. I know where you're going with that one. So we are going to do a little bit of housekeeping before we get too far into the show. And this will be the first week we break into the new format. So long form on the video game talk and this week's official topic will actually be released this Friday. So for everyone tuning in Monday, it's like, oh, that one part of the show that I really wanted. You got to wait till Friday. We're breaking the show in half, trying to make it a little more bite-sized. We'll see how it goes. If the reception is negative, we may revert back. If the reception is positive, yeah, we might keep it that way. It's more work for me, so I don't know that it's really a good idea. But that being said, we start off every single show the same with a toast to our Patreon producers. This week, this month, we have JT, MZ Nitro, we have Sadic, we have the Maticon, and we have back rising like a phoenix from the ashes. We have the Affectatious Donk. He's back. He's producing the show. As a matter of fact, he hit me with the pledge. Your boy stuck me with Starfield. So he came back with a vengeance. He goes, oh, I shined out the Donk signal, and he was showed up. And he was like, oh, you rang? Well, guess what? Starfield. So here we go. Yep. So I did reach out trying to acquire an Xbox this week, either a Series S or X.
That's why you had so many on your thing.
Not an S. The S is dog shit, man. Well,
the thing was this. I logged onto Marketplace, and they were just everywhere. And I was like, whoa. So it's like freaking free reign over here. That's why I even brought it up.
I have a question about when you play Starfield.
Okay, ask.
Since he did pledge you to play the game.
4 out of 10. Go ahead.
I propose that you name your character Vajayjay.
Oh, gosh.
Can we get a proper spelling for that?
I like to buy a vowel. So
V-A-V?
I know. Can you use it in a sentence?
I don't have the Scrabble tiles to make that word.
I got one letter for my Scrabble this week that would work for this. So did I spell that? No. CJ, he's back. He's back in the fold. He has just been laying low. It's so funny because he wrote me a letter and he was like, hey, you know, I've been out traveling doing this thing. I was like, man, I called that. I said, if I know my brother from down under, he's traveling right now. Sure enough, that's what he was doing. So it's good to hear from you, CJ. Glad to know you're still around, you're still listening. And I appreciate the pledge, even though that was wrong. You're wrong for that. So I literally just said, I'm passing on Starfield.
You can beat it in 6 hours if you just, you know, maybe do you can play the game. One.
We ever going to get CJ on the show?
We'll see. Maybe. He said that when things slow down, he's doing a bunch of traveling right now. So he's traveling the world. So
Aruba, Jamaica, a little place called Kokomo.
That was good.
He's trying to get there fast, then take it slow.
That was so funny because after you said Aruba, I was coming in with it. I was coming in with the Kokomo. Look at Matt. He's like, I like it, but I'm a little rubbed wrong about it. The fact that two of you guys came in so hard and so strong on that one.
No,
don't be a Beach Boy hater. I love the Beach Boys.
The bigger issue is that my mind went there too. I just had the restraint, unlike some people on this show.
I was like, if you're looking for restraint, you're in the wrong place, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. This is our show. We like to come together each and every week, myself and my friends, to talk about video games. And we're going to do just that. So we're going to start in reverse order of how I introduced you. Kalai, starting with you, why don't you tell everybody what you've been playing.
Let's talk about a game called The Answer is 42. So this week, since we have the topic of the show, we have to get achievements or trophies.
Mainly trophies, but yes.
I decided that I was going to look through my 500 game backlog to see if I had any game that I could easily sit in front of the TV with Jim and play on my Steam Deck and get some, you know, quick achievements. So I'd have tiles for this week's topic. And I have a game called The Answer is 42. It is a math puzzle where you have to connect tiles by a path. And you have to basically add up to 42, but you cannot cross any of the paths that you've already used. So I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, get these. This game looks not too bad. There's only 100 levels. You know, it's one of those games. It takes about 2 hours. So I'd get the +2 for the backlog beatdown because it is over an hour and it's before 2023.
Listen to her stacking all of the events we got going on. That's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't count if I get 100% achievements because it's only about an hour and a half to achieve it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to quickly play this. You know, if I get stuck, I'll look up the answers. Well, I was so sucked into this game. I was stuck on a board for 2 days and I just didn't want to look it up. I finally broke down and looked up the answer because I was like, it's Wednesday, man. I got to get some more achievements here.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really cute. And it's on Steam and it's on Nintendo Switch. Oh, it's a good chill game. I liked it.
I dig it. Awesome. But hey, I am going to jump in right here because it just seems to work nicely. I did not play very much this week. As a matter of fact, being that I had the vid come Wednesday, I was like, bro, I got nothing. So we were out of town for the weekend. So I got sick the day we were driving down. Now, I knew what I had it by midday on Friday. So I get us all packed up. And I'm like, we got to hit the road. And I'm normally, and I say normally, like 99.99% of the time, I do all the driving for everything in the house. And not that my wife's a bad driver. I would trust her before I trust anybody in this room to drive me around. But it's just something that I do. I do the driving. And I looked at her when she got home from work and I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I was like, I need you to drive and I need to sleep this off. And so I lay down in the front seat and I slept, and it was a 5.5 hour drive because of the holiday traffic and all that stuff. We got in super late. I was able to go and just pretty much sleep all night long. So then I slept most of the day Saturday, and she posted some pictures of her and the kids and all the things that they got to go and do. And then there'd be pictures of me like sleeping. Like I slept on the beach. I slept outside the pool. And I just slept the whole trip, basically. It was kind of a bummer. But that being said, I got home and I was like, I need to jump into a game. But you know how it is when you get the vid, you just kind of like, you're groggy, you're tired. You don't really want to do something that takes a whole lot of brain power. And so I ended up throwing Resident Evil 4 Remake back on, even though that kind of contradicts the way I was feeling. I was like, I'm already in it and it is so incredible, guys. Like, this is a must play game. Now, coming from someone who played the original, I did not think you could beat the original. I didn't think you're going to beat a 10 out of 10 game. I didn't think you're going to do better than that. And I think last week I mentioned that I was like 20 something hours into the game. I'm way farther than that now, but it has not stopped amazing me how they can take an area or a segment of the game that you're like, I know what happens here, but they make it look completely different, or they make the enemy encounters so much more impactful. So for example, who here has played Resident Evil 4, like the original version?
I've never beaten the game. I've started it multiple times.
Okay. So Thomas, you've played. So, you know, Matt, did you make it into the castle by any chance where you had like the little mini guy and yeah, Salazar, and he had his two minions or whatever, the black insect looking dudes. There is a segment of the game where you go in a series of corridors, very underground looking, and you have these encounters with this one of those two guys. They take that encounter and they make it look very similar. They change your objectives a little bit to give more purpose to the why you're in these little corridors in these rooms. And then they turn that boss fight up to 11. And it's so freaking intense, but it's so good. And the thing that Capcom has managed to do to make Resident Evil 4 Remake so impressive is that they maintain that high octane action that like revolutionized the third person shooting genre. And they managed to incorporate that remake horror that they've really established a very, very strong track record on these past few games. So, you know I did briefly mention it a little bit last week, and I know I said moving forward, I kind of want us to just spend more time elaborating on a game or two rather than, hey, I played a game. Hey, I played a game. Hey, I played a game. So I want to say this. Graphically, the game is stunning. Sound design wise, it is mind blowing. It is so incredibly good. You can hear roaches running around the floors. It's disgusting, but amazing. All right. There's little side objectives that have been added into the game that you do for the merchant. And Thomas, I know you remember the merchant. Matt, if you played that far enough, you remember the merchant. He's like, welcome. Got some rad things on sale, stranger. Well, he's got a whole list of things he says now. And one of the lines that made me laugh, my son came in, he hung out with me the other night while I was playing, and he's like, gun rhymes with fun for a reason, stranger. I was like, that's stupid, but awesome, and I like it. Let me go buy a gun.
America.
That's right, America. Too bad we were in some Middle Eastern town. Yeah, Spain, yeah. but either way, the game sounds and looks amazing. It plays really, really well. So these remake games, they play a little stiffer than you would imagine. So looking at Resident Evil on a timeline, you got the first four games. So you have technically five games. You have 0, 1, 2, and 3 and Code Veronica. Okay. Those games all play fixed cameras, tank controls. Then you move into 4, 5, and 6, third person over the shoulder action. 7 goes first person, 8 goes first person. Okay. You have some spinoffs that do various things and kind of tackle different genre types and stuff. But for the most part, you have, hang on 1 second, Thomas, I see you. You have like a certain play style. As they've moved forward in the progression of the games, like 4, 5, and 6, the playstyle becomes faster, more fluid, and a lot more fun. When they put the remakes out, they dialed that back. You can walk and shoot and you can move, but it's stiffer. And instead of having tank controls, they make it like your characters feel heavier and everything is a lot more dense and spongy. So that's where your intensity and your horror comes in. What are you going to say, Thomas?
I was going to correct you on 8 with the new DLC.
You can get third person.
Yep. Third person. Yeah.
Which I don't know if you play that DLC, but it's pretty good.
I'm waiting for it to go on sale. It's still $20. I'm like, dude, you jump to 10, I'll pony up for you.
I ponied up. Yep. I played it. It's good. I dig it a lot. So, and then add that third person mode was just awesome. I'm going to do another playthrough of the game, but I'm going to do the PS4 version in third person, because I'm 1 or 2 trophies away from the platinum on 8. That being said, you know, with 4 Remake, it really does find that sweet spot of like things feel dense and heavy, but yet the action and the fluidity is really, really good. So I highly, highly recommend it. The weapons are great. The sound design's great. The game is phenomenal. Play Resident Evil 4 Remake, even if you're not a Resident Evil fan. You like horror games, or if you like action games, you like third person shooters, play the game. It is awesome. So, all right, Will, you're up.
All right, hold on. I gotta bring up my list. I just took it off here. All right, so I played Baldur's Gate. I just turned it on, and I just did that. I was hoping to get a trophy and before you showed up, but because Kali had the idea, but no. I turned it on, so it appears here. I played PUBG as I usually do. I played Strider. Strider's a lot of fun. I don't know if you're an old...
The remake Strider or the original Strider?
No, the remake. I was looking for random games to find trophies on, and boom, there it was. And yeah, it's old school Strider, just a lot slicker. So if you're a fan of the old Sega game from back in the day, it's just an HD version. It's still the same old fun ninja slashing goodness, and just running what's it called? Not running gun, but run, it's not beat 'em up.
Slashing katana.
Thank you. Hack and slash. Yeah. Slice and dice. Hack and slash. I also played
Russian attack.
Yeah. Just go. I also played Samurai Showdown 5 Special. Damn. The Samurai Showdown games, they're hard. Because it's a lot of pairing. It's a lot of... You got to be a lot more tactical than just going in and punching in. It was hard as hell. So I started off on regular mode. I couldn't get past the third fighter, so I backed out and did it on easy. And I completed it with one character and got my trophy and bounced out of that game. also, I played SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom. Now,
nice.
Don't the newer one. Don't let the cutesy wootsy child thing fool you. This is a challenging platformer. it looks great. Looks great on the PS4. It looks like it's pretty close to the cartoon, but it's a lot of jumping, a lot of timing, and it's a platformer. Platformers aren't my cup of tea, but I gave it a shot. It was fun. I got a trophy out of there, and then I bounced.
Hit and quit it.
But no, actually, I think that one is one I will return to, because I started playing the level second, started getting into the game, so that's one I'll return to. Also played Trek to Yomi. This is a samurai game. It's got a unique art style. The thing's in black and white, so you feel like you're playing an Akira Kurosawa film. So it's a samurais and standard fare. You know, your master gets called away, he gets killed, and then you got a
spoiler alert.
Well, that happens in the first 10 minutes of the game, so don't worry.
I like the play of there.
It's a standard trope, you know. Your samurai master gets killed. You got to go and pick up the mantle. And I don't know how far. That's as far as I got. Samurai master got killed. Got a couple trophies, and then I bounced out of that.
He's starting to sound like one of us, man. This is good.
And I play one more game, Ollie World, which is a skateboarding game. It's got a weird. How do I put this? It's got a weird like. I don't know what kind of show. It's like a, you guys know Adventure Time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's like Adventure Time with skateboarding is the way to, best way I know how to describe it. Weird characters, colorful characters. And you just got to progress until, and you keep progressing, learning new tricks. I guess the goal of the game is to become the skate guru of Skatopia, I think is the name of the island that you're on. It's very tongue in cheek, but got a couple of trophies on that, and then I bounced. And let me see, what else did I play? Is that it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and I played some more Super Robot Wars, but we talked about that last week. But yeah, those are the new games. Baldur's Gate. I don't know. I might turn it on again. My girlfriend, she'll game share with me. But it gives her issues up here, so sometimes she won't. So when I go downstairs, no Baldur's Gate, but I got to come up here and I can play it up here. And I can tell her, hey, could you go do that thing, the game sharing thing that you do? Because, and then she'll go that downstairs.
Thing you do.
Well, she does, you know. I'm sounding like an old man. Can you do this? Just Damn,
technical. Are you going to internets and
hit the button for me? So yeah, I need her to do that so I can play Baldur's Gate, give it a try, and she's been buying a lot of video games lately. I got Texas Chainsaw Massacre on deck, ready to go, as well as the Diablo 4.
Damn, is that Daryl's ass already?
That's my dog.
Blame it on the dog. Sure, Daryl.
This is the one time it's really not my butt. He's okay, so you see my chair, right?
Yeah.
This Joker is nestled behind my lower back, between me and the chair. And he's just sitting there whining because I won't touch him. I won't pet him. Little jerk.
And yeah, that's the games I played this week since we last talked.
Nice. All right, T Diddy, you're up.
Well, when you talked about the merchant and all the funny things you said, I couldn't help but think about what I said to the wife the other day. She was bent over. I said, "Hey, baby, can you spell run?" She said, "R-U-N."
Jesus.
God almighty. Help us all.
Now,
got some rare things on sale, stranger.
That's right.
What are you buying?
Lube.
Oh, lots of it.
I am currently, because, you know, you said that, you know, we have to focus on a game and just one game and whatnot. So I'm not going to talk about Remnants 2, even though that's my baby and I'm still spending too much time on it. I actually started Armored Core 5. And let me say, game's amazing.
Not six?
It's so, excuse me, six. I'm sorry. I got Metacon,
go back,
Ender himself forward, looking at me and like setting me on fire through the screen. So, yes.
That was over the RUN comment. That wasn't ever Armored Core.
I'll forgive you for mistaking the game. The RUN comment is unforgivable.
But it's so good. Soundtrack is very unique. I did not expect the soundtrack to be that intriguing. Usually those soundtracks are kind of annoying, but the music actually fits the atmosphere perfectly. There's no flaws that I can see from what I played. I probably got about maybe 4, maybe 5 hours into it, and it's perfect. I mean, if you're looking for a mech game that's fun, that feeds you what you want, like, did you play was it Mechana X or where it is for the Switch?
Daemon X Machina.
Yeah. It's much better than that, but it's like a better version of that that actually has more things going on. And I really enjoy that game. So much respect for Nintendo for making or for having that team make it. But it's just an awesome, awesome game. And then, of course, on a little side note, because Daryl gave me all these wonderful, Spyro games, these damn, what are they called, Daryl?
Skylanders.
Yeah, these effing Skylanders horse shit.
They're so good. They're good games.
Yes, they're so good because you have to collect them all like fucking Pokemon and shit. So anyway, I get, because my child's doing piano lessons, and so I get her like the Donkey Kong, the character and the Donkey Kong little ride. So we go to use them and they don't work. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like you ever like saw the monkeys, like, you know, they're like, they're in their zoo and they're just looking around and they're like, they're confused by like, you know, or just, they're just looking at people and they don't know what to do. I was like that monkey and I was just like, I don't know what to do. And then I thought about it and I walked around and then like I hit something, cause you know, that's what monkeys do. And then I realized it. Donkey Kong is not going to play on the damn Xbox. I got to play it on my effing Switch, or I got to play it on my Wii U.
You know how
and
to do I was it, right?
Like, how do you do it?
If you so he's got that green base. Oh, I might even have him in here. Hang on.
But he doesn't work on the Xbox. He only works on the Wii U.
So
because he's a Nintendo guy. I mean, you wouldn't have a Nintendo guy be on.
If you spin the base.
Uh-huh.
There's a slot down by his leg, and that slot will say Amiibo or Skylander. You have to spin the green base. Yep.
No. Okay. Well, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe it will work with the Xbox.
It will. It will. I was just playing with one. I had one over here because I did a whatnot. I did a whatnot.
You did a whatnot stream. And didn't invite anybody in to be a part of it. Thank you.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to mute myself. Yes. I'm going to pull this Amiibo out.
ass. But no, to me, I think those Skylander games are pretty good just to get off the Armored Core because I've only got 5 hours in, and I can only say positive things about it because it's only been 5 hours. Now, once I put in like a 20 hours, 30 hours, then I could probably knock it. But there's really nothing to knock about Armored Core 6, and the controls are so damn smooth. The problem I've had over the years of playing mech games is controls are slow or sluggish, and like your mech doesn't – the only time the mech move the correct way. Has anybody ever here played Virtual On and Integra or whatever it is in the arcade where you have the two sticks and you have all the little things and it goes really fast and it feels like you're in an actual mech? Has anybody ever played that or is it just me?
I know the game, but I've never played it.
Yeah, it's an awesome game and it was fast paced and you felt like you were in like a look, I loved Robotech or Super Dimension Fortress Micross, and I always wanted to be a Veritech fighter my whole life. I mean, I would literally kill everybody and their mother to be a Veritech fighter for real and, you know, be able to, you know, have that sucker transform because it's so awesome, except for my own kid, of course, that maybe the mother. But still, it's one of those things where it's like, I've always wanted a good feel of a mech, and to me, this is one of the games that actually has a very good, even for, you know, like a regular controller, has a really good feel for the mech. And that's why, you know, Armored Core 6, so far, to me, is one of the best mech games I've played in a very long time, if not the best.
So the question I have for you, Thomas, is what did you think of that first boss?
Unbelievably hard for no reason. That should be a walkthrough boss. That should be like something that's not like, oh, I'm not going to be so hard. It should be like, okay, we're just going to hold your hand a little bit longer and then let you go through. And no, that was unnecessarily a pain in my ass. And I had, look, thank goodness I had that Total Tech Care from Best Buy on controllers, because if I didn't, I'm taking back my pink controller because I think I may have cracked it because I gripped it so damn hard because I have like the kung fu grip. And needless to say, it was unnecessarily difficult for no reason. But again, it's to discourage, you know, people, you know, it's like, and then if you do beat it, like, hey, I went through one, something's hard. It's only going to be easy from here. No, it only gets harder.
Wait, I want to get this correct. Because you think that a FromSoft game should be holding your hand
through the No. Dude, you have to understand, like, in Atogi 1 and 2, they did not hold your hand. That is the worst criminal offense ever, unless you're trying to use a Game Shark or some type of cheat for Atogi 1 or 2, because your life is slowly being drained. If you don't kill things within a certain amount of seconds, you die if you've never played Atogi.
Yeah. So the one thing I'll say is that you're not alone. A lot of people were having difficulty with that first boss, and I actually just checked Steam achievements, and about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, still only about 60% of people who played the game had cleared that first boss. It's now up higher, around 90%. I think the boss does its job in teaching you the appropriate mechanics you need to learn, but to your point, they don't hold your hand. They expect you to pay attention and learn. One of the things that I had difficulty with was the maneuvering around his missiles and using air to get around as opposed to skidding along the ground. So, you know, I think it does a very important thing in the game, and it does it up front as opposed to letting you get comfortable and then suddenly smacking you later.
Oh, the one thing that you made me think of when you said using the air is, again, I'm going to go back to Super Dimension Fortress Macross is Max Sterling, when he has all these missiles coming at him and all these lasers coming at him, and he just goes up in the air and he just kind of slides through them and then just goes through them and just destroys everything. That's what I think of when I'm in a mech, man. I think I'm Max Sterling with the, not the purple hair, but the blue hair, the glasses, and just kicking everybody's ass and killing all the Sindrati. Or the Sindrati.
I'm going to say one word. And the second you experience what comes along with this word, I need you to send me a voice message. That word is Balteus. When you hear that word, you'll know what I'm talking about, and you're going to send me a voice message.
Okay.
Did you, I'm done. Matt, did you finish, have you finished Armored Core 6?
No, I am taking my sweet time with this game. I love this game so much.
I dig it. You got a lot of big ones on your plate right now, Matt. You got Baldur's Gate. You got Armor Core. You got... did you ever finish Tears of the Kingdom?
No, I'm getting closer to that one.
Some big stuff you got going on over there. I was listening to you on Trivia Whores. I was like, oh, my man ain't finished Tears of the Kingdom yet.
That's a slow burn.
It's another game that I get into these habits where I finish these games with the intention of, oh, I'll just go back and clean up stuff after I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then I beat it and I move on to other things. And I'm like, I should really go back and finish that. And I never do. So delaying beating the game kind of keeps me in check to say, I could beat the game or I can go do this side mission or I could just explore this a little more. The entire depth section is still, I've only uncovered about 40% of it, so I still have that entire area to do.
I think when he said slow burn, he was talking about Trophy Horse.
Speaking of burns.
Fair.
Hey, shout out to Tricky Mick. I watched him last night playing Moss, and he was like, I felt like he was just going slow on purpose, or he just didn't understand the concept of the game of playing in VR. I'm sure he's played the game numerous times, and I'm like, why is he playing so slow?
It's the latter half of what you just said.
Just didn't get it, bruh. So, all right, Matt.
So, Thomas already and I already talked at length about Armored Core 6, so I won't go back into that, but I, again, put more time into Baldur's Gate, and I also put time into Starfield, and I haven't done enough time in Starfield to really talk at that at length. But what I will talk about is after our boy Redbeard Rick put out the Genesis quest, and he's been doing pretty cool quests. He recently did a quest on Channel 3 for the best Outrun time. So... take Outrun, play it, see who can get the best time. And it's really
fun. Which version of Outrun? Because there's like five different versions of Outrun.
Specific to Genesis, I don't recall which one. I think it was just the original.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing for you there.
The arcade one or just the Genesis one?
Just the Genesis. Because it's on his Mega Drive channel, or Mega Drive Genesis group on Channel 3. But what I have been doing is I've been going back and playing Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on my Steam Deck. Why, you ask? Because he asked a question on Channel 3 a couple weeks ago and said, what's the best Genesis game music? And I answered the question, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Electric Factory Zone, because that music is just awesome. It fits the level very well. So I've been taking my time with this game, and I'm actually going through, I have 6 of the 7 Chaos Emeralds at the start of the third level. Because I want to play as much of that game as possible with being able to be supersonic. And it made me think about games with sequels that just improved everything that it could all over the first. What did Sonic 2 give us? It gave us a companion. It gave us a second player. It gave us versus mode in a racing format. It gave us supersonic. Spin dashing was a new thing. And the additional power-ups that came with it. It's just, I think when we look back at games and what we always hope that a sequel does better than what the original does. And like the perfect example right now is what's coming up in October, Spider-Man 2, and everything that they're looking to do with that game. And we still don't know in its entirety what it's going to include. But Sonic the Hedgehog 2, especially the inclusion of that 7th Chaos Emerald and being able to be supersonic and just go through these levels as fast as humanly possible. And if you don't know, in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, to get the Chaos Emerald, you have to collect 50 coins, hit a checkpoint, and go through the special portal. And it drops you into a third-person, I don't know, what would we call that? Like a tunnel race? where you're behind Sonic and you have to collect coins, and they throw bombs in your way to explode and make you lose coins. And you have to collect a certain amount of coins to pass each stage, and there's three stages. I come to realize I don't know how I did that as a kid, because it is tough as balls. And yeah. I've been using the save state on the emulator to be able to kind of cheese my way through it. But it's just, it's fun, because as a kid, I wouldn't have six Chaos Emeralds going into stage three. I'd maybe get my sixth or seventh one on the fourth or fifth stage because I failed so many times, and they kick you out after you fail and you have to manage to get 50 coins and go back. So it's just one of those things that makes me appreciate current technology and time saving as opposed to what we sometimes get these days. But that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about, you know, the appreciation of what Sonic the Hedgehog 2 did for the series compared to what the original brought to the table.
I dig it. That's a good one. I actually just released a YouTube video today where I pick up a box copy of Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Ooh.
So, not bad. So, all right, guys. Well, we have some community questions lined up. We've got some community participation in tonight's, this week's official topic. And we've got our leaderboards. So, Kalai, are you ready to jump in with me on some of this stuff?
Yeah, I've been totally ready.
Yeah, I'm going to let you do the backlog beatdown after I do the true trophies. How does that sound?
That sounds good. I actually did bring it up because my Sheets has all of my, I wrote down every single achievement I got. So I was already in Sheets, so I just had to switch over.
There you go. Awesome. Well, true trophies, if you head over there and look at them, their custom leaderboards. We have first place Tricky Mick with 164 trophies, knocking it out. That's a big week for him. Very good, Tricky. Last thing he played was some Moss. Second place, we have Big Bernardo with 25 trophies. So we go from 164 to 25. It's a big jump. But he's been playing some Palgi on the Vita. Third place is Mr. TMNT84 with 21 trophies, playing some Agents of Mayhem, which it's unfortunate that the servers came down on that game as I was knocking out the friggin' platinum on it. Because I am ever so close.
Well, Violation is gone.
Well, Volition, yeah, they're gone now. But this was probably 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I was playing that game, trying to get the platinum on it. All right, and then fourth place, we have Gaz Davis 11 with 15 trophies, playing some Glittering Sword. Fifth place is Sadik, tied with 15 trophies, playing some Ghost Recon Breakpoint. So that's not a heavy week on the trophy hunters. So usually we show up and show out. So, all right, next up, we got the true achievements leaderboard. And for whatever reason, I got true trophies brought up twice. First place, Sadik with a 1,760 achievement points. He got into the Starfield in Starfield. Second place is GDI Master Ace with 275 achievement points. He got elite in Starfield. There's a pattern. Third place, the Alpha Seagull with 250 achievement points. One giant leap in Starfield.
Which I believe that is the achievement that says you beat the game.
Gotcha. Fourth place, Dump Licker, 150 points. And he got Deadweight in Rubber Bandits. Never even heard of that game. And then fifth place is Dexbox with 70 achievement points, playing some Farming Simulator 22.
Do we know
who I'll read out sixth place because that's the Bearded Nerd, our number one community member, with 70 achievement points playing, and he got one small step in Starfield as well. So there you go. So not bad. There's some Starfield happening on the achievement leaderboard. So all right, you got that backlog there, beatdown?
I do. We have Redbeard Rick at 149 points. I'm Styling on You Bo at 136 points. JT with 87 points. Gareth Davis with... Diago is next with 77 points. Gareth Davis with 75. Alexander with 59. Daryl at 57. I Yield to No One at 55. Sadik is at 55. Which, Daryl, I expect you to be higher, man. You had the vid. You should have been playing games.
Man, Sadik, I slept the whole time.
Sadik with 49 points. Trying Casual Games with 45. Matthew with 42. Mark Duplex with 38. CJ with 34. Jared with 30. Departed with 28. I'm at 26. James the Nerds at 21. Dino Killer and Noah the Builder are both at 14. Zachary Ledford is at 13. 42J is at 11. Spider Pax is at 5. Sid is at 3. And Haley Pickle is at 2.
Nice. All right, so before we get into the community questions, I did have a little bit more housekeeping I wanted to throw out there. Guys, we would love for you to go check out the YouTube version of the show. Even if you're not a big YouTuber, go check it out. Give us a subscribe on there. We're doing video versions of the podcast. Last week, we dropped episode 300. This is episode 301, and we would love for you guys to go on there, comment on there, leave some likes, leave some subscribes, all that good stuff. Help us get that algorithm going and flowing over on the YouTube. Next up, we would love for you guys to join our Discord. Now, I know I don't push our Discord enough, but we have a nice little Discord. People in there sharing the memes, dropping the funnies, all that good stuff. I'd love for you guys to check out the Discord in every single description of the podcast. Well, no matter what platform you're checking us out on, you have access to the links to get you into all that stuff. So whether it be the Discord, whether it be the merch store, whether it be the YouTube, all that stuff, it is there. And as I said earlier, I did drop another video on the Resident Daryl YouTube channel. If you're into video game hunting and video game finds, that's where me and my kids go buy video games and show them off on YouTube.
I enjoyed the episode very much. When you open up that Wolverine and spoilers,
spoil away.
When you open up the Wolverine and it wasn't there, I was like, oh, my heart sunk. And then you open up the other case and there it was. Were they all mixed up? I mean,
they were all kinds of mixed up. Yeah, it was a full redemption arc on that one because the backstory on that particular video and that box is, I love when people go on Marketplace and they just post a random picture of a box or a bag filled with video game stuff. And it's like miscellaneous game stuff. Here's a price. And this one was a box and it had like stuff just kind of around the box. And it was like $40. And I saw Wolverine. I saw Sonic Hedgehog 2 box copy.
When did you pick that up?
This has been a few weeks back. As a matter of fact, okay. This is a little bit behind the curtain.
Yeah,
that video is actually several weeks old because I've already sold all the games out of that box. And Diego, one of our patrons, and who he wrote into the show, he actually hit me up when I posted the picture originally and wanted, I believe, Saboteur and Wolverine.
Saboteur is such an amazing game.
That's a great game. Because I sold him a copy of Saboteur, and I sold Jared, friend of the show, a copy of Saboteur. So anytime our people are looking for stuff, hit me up. I've got like a little hit list that I keep, and it's like when people look at my man showing off Saboteur. But yeah, when you guys need something, I put that on my little list of things to look for. And when I'm out game hunting, I'm not just looking for me. I'm looking for you. But yeah, so Diego hit me up. He wanted those copies. I hooked him up with those weeks back. So what I'm doing is this. I've got a hard drive filled of game hunting footage for me and the kids. So I'm trying to do like a current video that like happened recently, and then I'll do like an older one. And I'm trying to get it to where I'm dropping two videos a week. But what's ended up happening with me getting COVID is I didn't drop a second video. So that one is the one I end up doing. So. But I'm gonna try to get caught up on all the stuff I've got.
So now, the Final Fantasy IX, is it gone?
Is that the one I sent you a picture of?
I don't know.
No, I sent you a picture of Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe 9 actually just sold.
God damn it.
Yep. Sorry.
Now the Chronicles next videos are gonna be like one where him and his kids. And then the next one's going to be like where his kids are bigger than him. So like they'll be small in one video and they'll be bigger than him in the other video.
It was funny, if you watch, there's some where my son has his leg brace on and some where he has his leg brace off. So he had a leg brace he wore for surgery. And so this video, there's a clip of his leg. He's like, got his leg brace on.
Oh, he's going to be taller than you. I saw that back to back.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's 13.
How tall are you, Daryl?
I was 6'1" up until recently. I think I'm closer on the 6 foot side. Yeah. I got some spinal stuff going on. Where like, I guess all the cartilage between my vertebrae is disappearing. So I've shrunk over the years.
That's what she said.
That's actually exactly what I was talking about. For whatever reason, my back's messed up, but my wiener is what suffered. I don't know how that happened.
How's it go? 6 feet. I didn't know they stack shit that high.
That's right. Well, they do. I can assure you. So. But yeah, he's 13. He's almost as tall as me. So, little jerk.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to reveal my height, but my son, he's outgrown me. It happens. He's like 6'3", freaking circus freak.
How old's your son?
He's 19.
He's 4.
He's 12. He's been that height since he was 16. Yeah, they hit a certain age. They shoot
right,
up
but and, like, I know you have twins, and your twins are like what, 4?
No, I have he's 20. Holy shit. My son's 20. my twins are 18, and my youngest is 6. 6 years old. So, yeah.
That's a big difference.
Look, yeah, put him in a drop toe hole and then put the ankle lock on him. He'll know who's the boss.
That's right.
I don't know what any of those things you just said mean. Are those wrestling moves?
They're wrestling moves, yes.
You just give him one of these to the throat, and then, is the old cobra strike.
Throat chops are extremely effective.
Yes, he's been taking them since he was 6, so he's good. He's good.
Hell yeah. all right. So you guys ready for some community questions?
Let's hear them.
All right. Now, I got a question for you guys, because my memory sucks sometimes. Did we answer Macho's question last week?
Yes.
What game have you started but never beat?
Yes.
That's right. That was the Dead Rising for me.
An Ocarina of Time for me. I mean, Majora's Mask. I'm sorry, Majora's Mask.
That was, those games all suck.
That was every game I just played this week.
All right. Well, Macho writes in again. He says, "Hello, all. My community question. Which video game have you beat numerous times and you never get sick of it? A game you can continue to replay and it never gets old." Starting with you, Matt.
For radio listeners, it's me scratching my head thinking of an answer.
He doesn't really like good games, guys. So.
No, I like plenty of good games. It's just you guys don't have any sort of taste to agree with me. I'm trying to think, because in my entire history of gaming, I don't think I've beaten too many games multiple times. You know, besides maybe Super Mario Brothers 2, which I have a lot of fun with. A lot of people tend to think that that's not a good game. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Those people are mentally ill, by the way, and should be checked into a psychotic ward.
I know. I don't understand the extreme hatred and vitriol that people have for that game.
Who hates that game?
There seems to be like an online consensus that people hate that game.
Let me guess, these are the same people who hate Nickelback because they thought it was cool to hate Nickelback.
Yeah, those guys are jerks. Nickelback's amazing.
Anyways.
Did you see the lead singer of Smash Mouth passed away?
Oh, I saw that, dude. That sucked.
Yeah, the lead singer of Jimmy Buffett also died.
Dude. you mean Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Still accurate. So yeah, I'm going with Super Mario Brothers 2. It's a game I like going back to every once in a while and just playing through, beating.
Not even like Monster Hunter?
Kali, what's the first rule of Monster Hunter?
We don't talk about Monster Hunter.
there is no beating Monster Hunter. You don't ever stop playing Monster Hunter. You just move on to the next one.
Right. So that's kind of the game, I think. How many times did you buy Worlds? Didn't you rebuy Rise after I suggested you don't be rebuy Rise?
It was in a bundle. It was cheap. Shut up.
That's what, hey, you got to do it sometimes. So, all right, Thomas, what about you? What's a game that you have beat numerous times? And let's keep it PG on this one.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. The one game I always come back to that I loved forever, and this is where I kiss Nintendo's butt, is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, man. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out is unbelievably good. Now, I don't always beat it every time I play it, but I have it on my Nintendo DS. I emulate it on Nintendo DS, and I have it on a couple of handhelds, and then I have it, you know, I have it on just about everything, but I never get tired of that game. Since I was probably 7 years old, I've been playing that game probably maybe once or twice a year, and I never get tired of playing. That's the one game that I always go back to and play, and I never like dislike it. Now, I hate fighting Mike and Soda Pop Levinsky, you know, the bald-headed guy who laughs at him and goes, ha, 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 ha. I hate that guy. I so hate that guy. I mean, I don't even hate Mike Tyson, but I hate that dude with a passion. I want to shoot Soda Pop Levinsky or Lebowski or whatever Popinski. The hell his name is. Yeah, Popinski or I don't know if he's Polish or not, but, you know, I just don't like him. I just don't like the fact that every time he's always laughing at you, it's like, oh, I'm like, dude, I just beat your butt, man. I knocked you down 2 times. I only got to knock you one more time for a technical knockout. And he's still laughing and just hate that guy. I mean, there's nothing redeemable about him. And then an honorable mention would be, again, NES. Track and field with a turbo controller, because you give the guy like a couple of seconds head start, like, oh, you think you're gonna win? And you just hold the button and then you just ram past him, and you're like, you beat him. It's the whole I know everybody here has watched Family Guy, so it's the Family Guy where they shoot the little shooting thing and the two white guys are going, it's like, I feel good about this race. I just had a Clif Bar. And then, like, everybody else go. And it's like, whoa, what was that? I'm like, I'm glad they just didn't rob us. Kind of like that.
That's funny. All right, Will, what about you?
A lot of the games I replay are PS1 games. Twisted Metal 2, for example. I just platinumed it recently. And any chance I get to play that game, I will. At least once a year I'll revisit it, and now that it's popping up on PS5 with the trophy support, it's just made the game all that much more interesting. Also the Tenchu games, Tenchu 1, Tenchu 2, Tenchu Wrath of Heaven, the other one, I don't have Xbox. I had the game on Xbox, and the only reason I had an Xbox was to buy that game, but I never got around to playing it. But
so good.
No. I'll have to take your word for it, but no, and so yeah, the Tenchu games and Twisted Metal 2, not 1, not 3, none of the other ones that come after it, 2, because
the only correct Twisted Metal answer.
Yeah, because the physics were perfected on that game, and after that, after single track left, they just went downhill. But yeah, that's my opinion on it anyway. But yeah, Twisted Metal, Tenchu.
Nice. All right, Kali. Once again, that you've beaten numerous times, and you always go back to
Borderlands.
Oh, Borderlands.
Yep. Oh, Borderlands. I've played it. I think I've played the first one at least 4 different times. Because I get a friend that's never played it before, and I'm like, well, as your friend, I have to introduce it to you.
It's a good friend.
Do you remember the original graphics for it before they went cel-shaded?
No.
I never, so funny story, I never really played it right away. The first time I ever played it, I didn't have anybody to play with, and I played it by myself. So I had a friend that was able to drop me an overpowered weapon, a modded over weapon into the game. So the first time I played the game, I played it with an overpowered weapon, and my husband was like, why, what's the point of playing a game if it's an overpowered? I don't get it. You know, there's no point in playing a game if it's an overpowered weapon. That doesn't make sense. That's just stupid. That's not like playing a game. And I'm like, well, I don't have anybody to play with. Do you want to play with me? He's like, no, I'm not going to play that game. That game looks stupid. For years, I'm like, oh my God, play the game with me. It's so much fun. Just play the game. Finally, he broke down and started playing. And he's like, this is the greatest game ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Played it a few times.
I tried to like it. The art style just turned me off. I wasn't a fan of it.
Did you play it by yourself?
No, my girlfriend, she's a big fan of it. I enjoy cell shading, but I don't know, I don't like it.
So I had that game spoiled for me, because if you remember in the original Borderlands, if you played with someone who's like super high level, the enemies scale to them. So you can't actually do any damage to them unless you are leveled up. Now, I believe if they kill them, or you kill the enemies, you level fast because of the experience, blah, blah, blah. But I was playing that game with T-Bird back in the day when T-Bird used to play games with me. And he was mega high level and I couldn't kill anything. And every time something... no, you're good. Every time I saw an enemy, they killed me. And it was not fun. And I did that for a while and then I never went back to the first one. I then played Borderlands 2 on the Vita a good bit, but it kind of runs a little bad. Doesn't run great on the Vita.
It does.
And so I never finished it.
Yeah, because
that's my experience.
When I bought my Vita, I got it because it came with that game for free. I was like, oh my God, yeah, a free game. And it's like, oh wait, it runs really bad.
Yeah, it doesn't run super great. But the fact that you can play it on Vita is pretty awesome. You know, you can play Borderlands on Vita everywhere you go. As for me, the obvious answer is Resident Evil 2. I play Resident Evil 2 yearly. That happens. So I'm not going to bring that one up, even though masterpiece of a game. I revisited Resident Evil 3 earlier this year, and I haven't played that one in a long time, albeit that's a game that I've gone back to and beaten, and it's gotten better. It is awesome. Oh, such a great game. But I would rather focus on this one for my answer. Do you guys remember the TMNT? Obviously, there's Ninja Turtles in Time. Everyone's familiar with Turtles in Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I beat that game a billion times. That's a game that you can go back and play any day of the week, and it is still awesome. But the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, that one is one that I go back to pretty regular now, especially that there's the collection out. And I just recently went back and played it again. It's so, so good. There's so much nostalgia with that game. So many times me and my brother, my cousin would get to random arcades and we'd play it. Even now as adults, if we come across it, we're playing that game. But having that Cowabunga collection, I just recently played through it a couple times. I played through it with my youngest. I played through it by myself. I mean, that's just masterpiece of a game. So yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, Turtles in Time, either one of those, just bangers. So, all right. Diego writes in and said, what is something that you guys don't know how to do compared to the average Joe? Example, not knowing how to swim, whistle, ride a bike, etc. This is interesting. This is a good question, Diego. Matt, we'll start with you. What's something that's probably common that you don't know how to do?
I've been trying to think of an answer on that because I guess I don't know what are common things people are just supposed to know how to do. Like,
can you swim?
I can swim. I can ride a bike. Okay. I can whistle. I can drive manual in a car, which is,
I mean, that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah. So I don't know if there's like, it like, what are some things you all do in your everyday life that you wouldn't expect?
Do you know how to ride a horse?
No, I can't ride a horse.
Is that something the average Joe can do?
Well, yes.
Having an access to a horse.
just grab one off the beach.
You know? Yeah, duh. Everybody does it.
That's how that works.
You ever seen the Black Stallion? Just grab the fucker off the beach.
Yeah. So it's funny story. The old bass player for our band, he could not swim. And it was comical how, like, that was mind-blowing to me. I'd never met anybody who legitimately was an adult that couldn't swim. And we made fun of him a little bit for it, but also you don't realize how often you want to do things around water, especially around here, because we've got a giant lake. We're right not too far from the beach. Go ahead, Thomas.
Is that bass player married?
He was. He's recently divorced.
Okay, because that's how he's going to die. She's going to take him out on the boat. She's going to get him a little drunk and then kick his ass off the boat. I'm like, yeah, he decided he wanted to go night swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. He might turn it that way.
I'll throw it at this. I don't know how to change the spark plugs on my car.
Okay, fair. Fair.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't change. Well, I'm sure I could Google it and figure it out, but. Have you tried?
There's a person you can pay for that. I don't have to do that.
I'm with Thomas on that one. Like, you know, so ever since I bought a house, my wife and I bought our house in 2016. And there are things that I've done that I never would have thought I do. And YouTube has played a very large role in me learning how to do things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it used to be I couldn't change a faucet. Now I've changed every single faucet in this house. I haven't changed a toilet out because I haven't wanted to, but I'm sure I could if I needed to figure it out. I've changed outlets.
You can change a faucet, you can change a toilet.
I figured as much. It's more so, it's not something I want to do.
Yeah.
Compared to, there's reasons people get paid a lot of money to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned how to patch drywall. I've learned how to fix replace electrical outlets. I've run internet in my own home to make sure I have hardwire upstairs. I've learned how to actually terminate Cat 6 cable to make sure I have internet upstairs. It's interesting in this day and age that people talk about, you know, millennials and Generation Z not knowing how to do things that their predecessors. Ultimately, we have all the information at our fingertips to do things, except maybe teach somebody how to whistle, which I still know there are people who can't do that.
Do you know how to ride a skateboard?
I can do a kickflip.
I was in a skateboard phase because of Tony Hawk 2.
Same.
How about roller skates?
Yep. I played roller hockey religiously as a kid.
Can you guys ski?
Oh, yes. I cannot
ski. Poorly.
French fried when you pizzed.
I had that written down. Ski.
One of my first big ski trips was to Vermont. And this was maybe my third or fourth time skiing my entire life. And my friends go, hey, Matt, you know, we've done blue squares. We think you can handle the next level up. So we go up to this one trail. And they just told me it was a black diamond. They failed to realize that it was a double black diamond. And I get there and he goes, Matt, be careful. I go, okay, I got it. And he goes, no, Matt, I'm serious. Be careful. I go, I understand. And he looks at me, he goes, no, Matt, be careful. I go, I got you. So I proceed to go down the hill, and there's moguls all over the hill. I hit the first one, and I bounce off of it. And next thing you know, both my skis are going different directions down the mountain. My ski poles are back up about, you know, 500 feet above me. I learned a very valuable lesson that day, and that lesson was how to scooch down a mountain on my butt.
Yeah.
So I, when I was a kid, my sister was into like skiing and stuff, so my parents bought a mountain house because in the summer I was into fishing, so they bought a pontoon boat for me, and in the winter my sister liked to ski, so of course we all had to go learn how to ski as a family. I went and learned how to ski. I did the little bunny slope and I was like, mm-mm, not for me, I'm not a skier. My sister did. It took her first day a lesson. She said to my dad, "Okay, I want to go down the Black Diamond." So my dad said, "Okay," took her right up, and she skied right down the Black Diamond right after she learned how to ski.
Dang.
Yeah.
I've never seen enough snow accumulated at one point, one area to even have the opportunity to ski. I've seen snow maybe on three occasions. And yeah, for no more than 15 minutes at a time. So no,
I'm jealous.
Not really common where you're at.
Well, I've skied in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. That was one of my favorite places to ski because they had the Wrestling Superstar Games in their little lounge area. So that was awesome. And then I also got to ski over, I think, in Garmisch in Germany. That was very fun. And then I think we went skiing one more time. Well, it's me, not the rest of my family. One more time in North Carolina. But I've always loved skiing. I wanted to snowboard. I've never got a chance to snowboard, but now I'm too old to snowboard.
It's freaking hard. So my wife and I used to go skiing every year. We would do ski trips, mission trips around ski slopes and all that stuff back when we used to, I mean, years and years and years ago. Matter of fact, we went on a ski trip and the band Pillar was playing at our ski lodge. They had a concert there. And then we got to ski and snowboard with those guys. And it was funny because a lot of the kids in our group were making fun of these dudes for falling a bunch. And it was the band playing that night, which was really awesome. We used to ski a bunch. I was decent at skiing. I tried snowboarding one year and I couldn't snowboard the bunny slopes. It was the most obnoxious, hardest thing I've ever done. I can't snowboard to save my life.
I was right there with you. I tried learning. I went down a hill once. I said, nope, going back to skis.
Dude, it was bad. I spent a half a day. In my mind, it was a half a day. I mean, it was just a couple hours. But like, it was obnoxious how bad I couldn't. I mean, I spent the rest of the day tubing. I didn't even want to ski or anything anymore. I felt so defeated. But yeah, I can skateboard or could years ago. I haven't gotten on skateboard in so long. I'd probably break something now. I would imagine someone in my age, my stature, falling down on a skateboard doesn't feel good anymore. But yeah, I don't know. I can swim. I mean, I can change oil. I can change spark plugs. I've done them before. I quit doing that stuff years ago. It's not cost efficient anymore. I don't know. I can't really think. I can whistle. I can clap. I can snap.
You can clap those cheeks.
You said it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we swim regular. We used to ski regular. I can ride a bike. I don't ride a bike, but I can.
Like a motorcycle or a like a bike?
Okay,
bike?
There's one. I've never ridden a motorcycle before.
I have flipped a motorcycle, a Kawasaki Nighthawk. I flipped one of those, and then I decided I just don't want to ride a bike no more. So I don't ride motorcycles anymore after I did that.
Yeah, I tried a moped. It was a moped. Moped or a small motorbike, and I wrecked into a fence, and
moped?
A motorbike, moped, I don't know, dude.
It was a Harley.
You know,
it was huge. I was small. It was huge. You know, it's relative to
my size. Moped's like a fat girl. They're fun to be on, but, you know, don't let your friends catch you on one. Where are your kids? No, that's an old joke, man. They used to tell me in Texas when I was a kid, because you see everybody riding, you know, because like in... like where we're from now, like in South Carolina, you'll see all these people on mopeds. They're not on mopeds because they like them. They just lost their license from drinking and driving. So all these clowns are on mopeds. But it's the truth.
The best and the worst is when you see two dudes on a moped. Because
that's the butts, baby.
I was like, that's lame. But also, y'all lame. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything, Diego. I thought we were going to get some better stories out of this, but it looks like everybody here can swim. Everybody here can whistle. Everybody here can do the basics.
What about fishing? You mentioned I love fishing.
No, I love fishing, so you never really asked me.
Kali?
So I thought I would try to duck out of this one, but since you guys don't have any interesting, I cannot do anything that involves repair around my house. And
isn't that hard to believe? You seem very capable.
Nope. Maticon can absolutely attest to it. One day I had a leak underneath. There was a pipe leaking underneath my sink. And I said, shit, I'm pulling everything out. And I'm like, Jim. Now Jim's sick. I'm like, Jim, you know, there's a leak. We got to take care of it. He's like, oh no, whatever. It's not that bad. I'm like, well, I don't want it to get worse. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fix it. I figured out what it was. I went to Lowe's. I got the part. I came back. I got the wrong part. So now I got everything out on the floor. I'm underneath it. It's not working. Jim's just standing there because he doesn't feel good. I'm absolutely in tears. I literally was crying. And I called Matt and I'm like, Matt, I can't get any of it. And I explained the entire situation. I'll come over. He actually came over to find me on the floor crying my eyes out because I couldn't fix this part. Right, Matt? Do you remember that?
I remember. It was literally, it was a tube from the dishwasher and it just needed a new worm clamp to secure the tube to the drain. Point. It's yeah. Like, all right, let's go. We got this.
So yes, I can't fix anything around my house.
Well, I will. This is going to come off as super sexist, but like, you're a chick. You really shouldn't have to.
Look,
super sexist, right?
I'm going to say that.
But like, Jim grew up. Like, Jim had stuff to do around his house. Like, he had to split he had to go get the firewood or stack the firewood in his house. And he just decided he didn't want to ever do that. So if I ever turned to him, and like, Jim, this is broken, can you take a look at it? He'll actually be like, why? I can't do anything. Like, he won't be like Matt and go out on YouTube. So I said, you better make enough money to pay somebody to repair my house.
And he went and did that.
Yes.
And I haven't seen a dime. I'm kidding. Kalai has hooked me up multiple times.
I was gonna say,
like, she has me on retainer for many things.
Yeah, I try to like be nice. I'll be like, I'd spend extra on your birthday. You're like, you really don't need to spend on this. I'm like, yes, I do.
I'll say this, Diego. I thought this was gonna be a zinger. Unfortunately, I think it's not. I think we're all too boring.
Well, when it comes to modern technology. It really makes me mad, and I do have a problem with modern technology. Like, do you ever try to reset a computer, or you're re-imaging a computer, and you run into issues?
No, I don't usually do.
Okay, well, I've run into a couple of issues on re-imaging.
I don't watch anything inappropriate on my computer or download inappropriate stuff. So I don't have issues with my computer.
And then it's like, go ahead, Will. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say you don't preserve games on your computer at all.
It's funny you mentioned game preservation. I have a game preservation drive right here filled with ROMs that our good buddy T Diddy gave me. Well, this is a long time ago. This is like one of the first times I met him.
So T Diddy got the virus doing that.
He shielded me from the game preservation viruses.
No, but the problem I run into is that like whenever I'm trying to like reimage things from time to time, or like my child is doing piano lessons, okay, and she had a CD, so I ripped the CD and I put it on like I was putting it on my wife's phone, my phone, and then I was going to run it through like a little Bluetooth thing. So long story short, it won't play on these newer phones without going to either Amazon or going, and then it still won't play. And I'm thinking, it's just a normal MP3. Well, apparently, in today's modern technology, you can't have anything that's not owned by X, Y, and Z, and they're not getting a dime on it. And so I just bought an old MP3 player from Amazon, you know, just a standard MP3 player, put it on there, and it works perfectly. But every piece of modern tech is dog shit because it won't allow you to use old MP3s that you downloaded yourself or you actually ripped off a CD player without using an app. And then the app says, oh, well, you can't use this because X, Y, and Z. I'm like, dude, F you. So I'm uberly pissed.
So, funny story. You now know how to edit audio because I taught you, so you could literally run it through Zencastr and fix your entire problem.
Well, I didn't know you could run that through Zencastr and like each individual track.
Oh yeah, Absolutely. I went to when I was playing around with Audacity, I actually used to listen to the dual screens, and one of them used to make this funny sound. I took that off. I downloaded the thing right into the app I was using. I ripped off it. I cut him out, put him into a new track, and then created a ringtone that I gave back to them to like give out to their Patreon producers. I actually made a ringtone. Like, you could do all that shit.
What's the ringtone?
I was like, you could do that for us, Claude. That'd be a good idea.
I want a ringtone that's like mulatto butt, mulatto butt.
What
the
hell? What?
You know, from what? Archer, from the animated cartoon Archer, that in like the first season, that used to be his ringtone, mulatto butt, because him and Lana used to be together.
No, I missed that reference.
Do it again.
Mulatto butt. Mulatto butt.
All right, Clive. Ringtone, let's go.
So you can download anything into like these programs and make them wave, make them MP3, which might help.
This is what I do, and then I just email it to myself and download it from the email on my phone, and boom, it's on my device.
There you go.
You don't make for a good ringtone, like to mess people up. It's like you take Rage Against the Machine and like the song from Closer, and like it's like, I wanna fuck you like an animal. It's like imagine like you're sitting there with friends and family, and all of a sudden like that starts ringing on your phone.
So when you said Rage Against the Machine, I was thinking like Bulls on Parade, and then you jump over to Nine Inch Nails.
Yes, Nine Inch Nails. I'm sorry.
I was like, whoa, wait a second, that's got weird. Thought you're gonna say Rally Around the Family. I wanna.
Fuck you like an animal.
Okay. Yeah, Diego, again, I don't know, man. As a homeowner and as a somewhat capable adult, I've been forced to figure stuff out. So there was a point in time, like, I was just thinking, like, I don't technically know how to hang sheetrock. Like, I've done patch jobs and they look like crap, but I'm getting ready to do sheetrock my entire basement. So in a couple months, I might know how to do that. I didn't know how to do anything electrical until I changed the sink and outlet under my or in my kitchen, and then ran electrical all through my basement. So
yeah, the sink is plumbing, dude.
Right, but I didn't have to do the electrical until I changed the sink, because I changed the sink and then I went for a bigger garbage disposal, and then my garbage disposal needed a specific type of brake or outlet and breaker and all that stuff. You know, one of those GFI or GFCI or whatever. So.
Like, fucking, I'm electrocute them kids.
I'm electric myself. Here it goes. No, I just, as a matter of fact, I spent 14 hours doing my kitchen sink. And I had a contractor come to the house because I could not get the electrical to work. And apparently, there was a switch underneath my garbage disposal that trips if you don't use the right GF.
Did you not have a detector to detect that?
I did, but I couldn't. So here's the thing. When I plugged the garbage disposal into an outlet that wasn't the one that I was changing, it worked. So then when I hooked it all up and I plugged it into this other outlet, it didn't work. So then I changed the outlet.
You just assumed.
Because I thought the outlet wasn't good. And I was told I had to, when I called my contractor, but I was like, hey, here's my problem. He goes, oh, you got to have one of this GFCI outlet, blah, blah, blah. So whatever they're called. So I went and got that, plugged it up, and everything was firing off, you know, that I had power. I mean, I literally electrocuted myself because of it. And when I plugged the garbage disposal in, it didn't work. So I was freaking losing my mind.
Speaking of contractors, what a great time to be a contractor right now. You can pretty much set your fucking price if you're just going into someone's house because of the inflation and everything. Like, I told you 3 months ago it was going to be $20,000. Well, now it's $50,000.
100%. And so he comes over, literally gets under my sink, and he tests the outlet. He goes, outlet's good. He goes over to the thing. It doesn't turn on. He reaches underneath the garbage disposal, and there's a little red button that you click whenever, and it's got a breaker on the garbage disposal. Who the freak knew that? So,
garbage disposal had a G-spot.
It did have a GFCI spot, as a matter of fact. Find it. So anyways, long story short, Diego, no, I can do everything.
The panel can do everything.
Yeah, apparently this is the best panel of any podcast you've ever listened to. So
that's not mechanical. I cannot do any mechanical work. I can change out some light bulbs in the car, and then I can do a little bit. Like, I changed out a couple of hoses and a couple of fan bands, but that's it.
I can do everything I've had to do up to this point in life, because I always give it a go first. And when if I break it, then I'm like, well, I was going to have to pay someone to do it anyways. There we go. That's kind of the rule. All right. Now I'm flipping over to our Facebook. Did we have any questions on the Facebook thread?
I didn't see anything that wasn't related to our twat.
Well, then we're going to call it right here, guys. This has been the Loot Bros Podcast. We definitely appreciate you. This is episode 301. We will be back with episode 302, which is Loot Bros Trophy and Achievement Scrabble.